Hey there, welcome to another episode of Regular Nigerian Show, the show for all Nigerians learning, growing, and living their best lives. On this show, we talk to and for our pains as Nigerians. I'm your host, Annabelle, and on today's episode, the alien concept of depression in Nigeria, it addresses how depression is perceived in Nigeria. So, in a conversation recently with a few Nigerians, the topic of depression popped up, and some results from that conversation made me rethink the status of many regular Nigerians, like myself. And you know, there stands on matters like depression. So, in the course of all of this, they were like, questions popped up, like, what's making you depressed self? You know, people that say they are depressed, are they really depressed? Why would anybody want to kill themselves? I mean, you know, bringing religion into it, like, you need deliverance, is not normal, and stuff like that. And I realized that more often than not, we think that we sort of have a grip on what other people are going through, but truth is, we don't. There was this thing that I came up with, I think it was in secondary school. I don't know why I came up with it, but I did come up with it in my head by myself. And I used to tell myself, then pain is relative. At the time, I think I was referring to the most silly things. I think it was maybe like pain, like actual physical pain. But as I started to grow and repeat those words to myself, I realized that truly pain is relative. And when I start to relate that to depression, the causes of it, whatever those reasons may be, you really don't have the right to tell somebody what makes them sad or depressed, even. Someone that I care about so much. So I used to be one of those people. I'm just going to come here and come clean and say it now. I used to be one of those people that said, why would you be depressed? What is depressed in you? Until I fell into depression myself. And I didn't even know I was depressed. I just knew that I wasn't willing to participate in life anymore. And nothing actually made sense to me anymore. Rewind to that period in my life, I couldn't get a job. At the time, that was why I was feeling the way I was feeling. And maybe people would say, why? I mean, you know, many other people don't have jobs in this country. Yeah, I know. I'm happy for their thicker skins, I guess, but it was enough for me to be tired at that point. So it's a thing, you know, depression is a thing. It's no justification for why you think someone should be depressed. It's not your call. Yeah, guys, it really isn't your call. So when someone says something like, what's making you depressed? I don't know. It's my pain. It's relative. I'll probably tell you and be like, that. I don't even get problems, safe. I get problem. It's my problem. And I should be allowed to feel. I should be allowed to feel, guys. It's not a competition of who has thicker skin. There are people that you're going to say shut up to, and they're going to feel nothing. The people you're going to say shut up to, and they're going to keep thinking about that word. It's relative to everybody. It's relative. Like, don't go around saying, please, what's making this one depressed? I beg you, don't have any reason to be depressed. I have auntie, uncle. I have. I do. It's legit. It's my life. It's the way I feel. So the reason that this came up, you know, in that conversation, I think it was some, it was just like this, you know, random talk, you know, like someone will just be owing, I don't know how many million dollars we said, and the person just fall into depression more. I mean, I'm just like, I think you myself, legit. And you know, people are like, why you kill yourself? I know, sad life, sweet. And it reminded me of me talking to a loved one. It was actually a family member. And that was when I was in that box of, what's making you depressed? Why is it so bad? You know, why would anybody want to take their life? I remember this person, it would never leave my head because I know how that statement that they made changed everything. My outlook, the way that I saw this thing. And the person said to me, you will not understand. There are things that death feels better than. Guys, I shut off because imagine someone that you love so much saying those words. Clearly, they came from a place that has taught them. And all I was thinking to myself is, I've been here all these years. You have felt that? Who am I kidding? Like, who am I really kidding? We grew up in these families. We don't say much, you know. Our parents really don't. Most of our parents don't know how we're feeling inside. It's more like, oh, mommy is calling you. You go greet mommy good morning. You know, you're there, but are you actually there? When I fell into depression, I was with my family every day. There was food on my table. If I needed something, I could get it. I was not living the worst life. But at that point, there was no meaning. Or I hadn't found the meaning to my life. And so it was nothing to me. It didn't matter at that point if... if actually, say, someone's probably going to be on the other side of this podcast and say, ah, you don't even have a problem. It was my cross. It was my problem, guys. But yeah, I think the question of what is making you depressed should not be asked. Not like, oh, it should never come up, but not in the condescending, or should I say the demeaning way that it is being asked. Like, it doesn't even make you depressed, you know. It's like, what do you want to say? Somebody has gone through it. There are people that are going through worse. Nobody wants to hear that. Quit it. Thanks. And the misconception that I'm laughing and so I'm not depressed is wrong. See, I can speak for myself, and I know a couple of people that have been going through tough times, depressed times, and they're out partying, but they're gonna get home the next day and be in full-on tears, and they've checked out of life. They're gone, they're done. But you don't know that, because you think that the person that you saw out last night, or the person that was just saying jokes in the parlor, is perfectly fine. Guys, sometimes, most times, depression is in the unsaid words. You see those ones that we're saying everything about? Probably not the issue. Probably the thing that we're not talking about is where the problem is. Look out for your friends. Look out for your loved ones. Don't assume that expression of positivity is positivity. There could be more. Just listen to the said words, listen to the unsaid words as well. Just listen to them and connect beyond the surface. If you're asking the question of why would anyone want to kill themselves because of depression, I hope I answered it before, but I'm going to come back and say it again. People are running through their battles every single day, and some people check out of life. It's just like, I'm done. I'm just like, there's no point. If you're listening to this podcast and you've sat across the room looking at something that was going to end your life and thinking to yourself, it wouldn't be such a bad idea to try this right now, would it? Yeah. You're going through it. You've thought about it. And many people have. I would say grace is what gets people out and just start little tiny small voice that just says, just hold on a little longer. But every single time that you think about it, or more, that's depression knocking on your door. That's suicide right there, sitting chilling, telling you, sister, I'll be over here. Do you want to look? And doesn't have to be a valid reason for you on the other end. It will be too late to check validity when this person is dead, right? Good. So let's not do that. Let's not ask people, why would you want to take your life? I don't know. I'm not thinking right now. I just want this pain to stop. I don't think at that point I'm thinking, sniper. No, I'm not, guys. Look out for people. Listen, look at them. People are going through things. And then there's this one that pains me. It pains me because I feel like it's just a general excuse. And it's easier to go that route. So I tell people this. I find... I'm going to try not to be too religious or too non-religious. But I find that a lot of times Christians choose. It's a choice. They choose to escape realities and place it on this facade. It's like, well, you know, it's easier when it's spiritual. So it's easier for you to say... is evil spirits, is it now? do we need to bring them in? So I'm gonna come clean, right? I don't think that it's always evil spirits. Maybe there's a justification somewhere, somehow. Maybe I'll get to that point of realization one day, but I'm not there yet, and I don't quite believe that it's okay to just dumb things on the devil, or dumb things on evil spirits, whatever, Satan, without really thinking about how you and I, as human beings, in the flesh that we are, have sort of come to that point. If someone tells me, you're depressed, pray, it's the evil spirit. It's not helping, you know. People say things like, oh, you just need deliverance. Why would you think of dying? Why would you think of suicide? Why are you depressed? It's the devil, Joe. Just need to let him go to a strong pastor, let him pray for you. I'm just like, are you listening? There's a lot more than just... there's a lot more than just shouting and commanding an evil spirit to leave someone's body. The conversations that you need to have with them to find out even why.
let's say for a mini microsecond, I actually believe it, that it's an evil spirit. Wait, I'm getting somewhere. Let's just see that I believe it, right? It's an evil spirit. How did that evil spirit come about? You know, are we asking these questions even? Like, okay, an evil spirit, what happened? What allowed the evil spirit to enter inside? We like to create these beautiful big boxes and just dump things inside. You're not really searching for reasons. You're not asking whys. Please, if you are in the category of people that dump things like depression on the devil, Emma Bino, please stop it. Because it's necessary. I'm not Yoruba, but come on, guys. Let's be real. People are going to different things for different reasons. Let's find out what those reasons are. Let's try to have human conversations with them and not throw these things in the air. Like, they don't matter, because they do. What happened in your life to cause you to be so tired of your life? Drill. Ask important questions. There's so many areas in people's lives. Just listen to them first. Please, guys, mental health is so, so, so important. We are all dealing with it one way or the other. For the person that is out there saying, God forbid, well, try to start to turn off this podcast, because come on, we're all dealing with our own struggles every single day. Pain is relative. You're not going to leave this podcast with anything. Just know that pain is relative. Try to be kind, because you really don't know what the next person is dealing with and what those words would do to that person. You really have no idea if your please and your thank you and your, oh, you look cute today, would save someone's life. Allow God to use you. Leave the devil. Stop allowing him to use you. Just allow yourself to be that person that people are comfortable around. Just allow yourself to receive these things, and don't go around trying to figure people out. Say, okay, you're feeling this because of this. It's not your call. Most of the time, it really isn't your call. Depression comes in different forms, in different ways, at different times, in different lives. See, rhymes. I'm not kidding though, guys. It comes in different ways. Happens to different people. So let's just do our best to be the best people in these guys, in their lives. Let's just try. I know. Sometimes you're going through your own battles. I beg. Don't come and stress me. I'm dealing with my own struggles here. Yes, I know, I understand. But just choose kindness. Choose kindness today, choose kindness tomorrow, choose kindness every time. It's not always easy. And don't beat yourself up when you slip, like, oh my God, I slip. There are times that I'm just like, not today, man. I don't want to be a good person today. Probably I'm not gonna be a good person for the whole day. Like, it's like, hey, hello, bye. But guys, just try. Okay.
Thank you for listening to the show today. Remember to follow this podcast for more episodes. And if you don't really know, your thoughts are valid and you're always welcome to come on the show as a guest. Just reach out to me via social media platforms or on the website or via email and we can chat. Remember, you're amazing, you're loved, you're growing and learning every day. See you next week.